So I heard a clip from one of the greatest preachers ever is Adrian Rogers, and he was talking about without me you can do nothing. You know, it's in the Bible, right? And so you're sitting there thinking, well, without me you can do nothing. 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 The verse, the Bible verse, and he was going to explain that without Jesus, you can do nothing. And so, if you think about it, with the code, I call it the creation codex, but the code, every person is per the Son. P-E-R means by. Son is the Son. So without the Son, you're not a person. You don't exist without Jesus. Every person is by per the Son. It's in the language. It's encoded in the languages. So you only exist because of Jesus. You don't even exist without Him. Nothing does. By Him, all things consist. Everything's held together by Him. He spoke it all into existence. So without Him, you can do nothing. So if I say, Lord, teach me how to invest. All these gurus online telling you different things. I believe He'll teach me how to invest, because if I try to do it without Him, you can do nothing. So I think investing, even a career, a job, Lord, teach me how to do carpentry work. Lord, teach me how to do electrical work. Lord, teach me how to do this. Yeah, you're going to have to do some studying. You're going to have to do some contemplation, some actual work and experience, learn how to do it, you know. But I was listening to Adrian Rogers, and I was thinking, well, Adrian, we can make it really easy. All you have to say, because he didn't say this, you don't even exist without Jesus. That would really solve the problem with people trying to understand verses. Certain verses, without me you can do nothing, don't make sense until you realize that you don't even exist. You don't even breathe without Jesus. You can't even take a breath. You can't even think. He holds it all together. It is a great verse, and it is a great topic to contemplate. Without me, you can do nothing. Lord, I need a new car. Lord, I need to learn how to cook right. I need to eat the right food. I got a health issue. Lord, I need to figure out how this health issue works. Without me, you can do nothing. A lot of times people are telling you the solution, but because without Him you can do nothing, you're not hearing Him. Even though it's right in front of you, you can't hear it because you're separated from God. And it might be a saved person I'm talking to who's not separated from God spiritually, but you're disconnected from God in a way that you're running on a program instead of going to God directly. You're not disconnected as a son of God or daughter of God, but you're disconnected because you think the world's going to give you the answer and it won't. It's actually upside down most of the time. The solutions to problems are usually upside down according to the world. You can see these artisans, these sheetrock repair guys or these carpenters that are doing really good work, and you're sitting there scratching your head thinking, how did they do that? Or how did they get so good at that? Well, they got taught by somebody else. And a lot of times these guys are only good at one thing. and they learned it from somebody else through repetition. And then when they go home, they get drunk and they spend all their money on drinking and what, and just spend their health, destroy their health on drinking and all, because they learned it from somebody else, but there's nothing within, no creative force. They're just doing the repetition. That's why they go home and get drunk, because they don't have any joy in what they're doing in life, really. They're trying to find joy. If somebody goes home and drinks every day after work, they're miserable. They're looking for meaning in life. They're looking for some kind of joy or happiness or something, and it's only gonna happen through Christ. You think I like this place? No, I don't like this place. You think I like the repeat? No, but can I use the repeat for my benefit? Yeah. Can you use the repeat for your benefit? Yeah. Can you watch the patterns of people around you and business and stuff? Yeah. Are you going to escape this place? At the rapture, yeah. This place is kind of like a joke, to be honest with you. When you see through it, it's a joke. But in the way, it's not a joke, because it's the process where God will birth in sons of God. He will birth you in through the cycles. And you'll struggle and you'll fight. You're actually fighting against God. You're fighting against yourself. You're fighting against the birthing process. That's why the baby cries. It comes out crying. So you're crying. I don't want to be birthed to my next state. It's painful. I don't want to be birthed to responsibility. I don't want to be birthed to see my narcissism. I don't want to be birthed to see my psychopathic. I don't want to be birthed to see my selfishness. I don't want to be birthed, but the cycles of time keep cutting you and the same stuff keeps happening. People say, well, why do I keep dating the same kind of person? Because you're being birthed. You're drawing back the same kind of person because you need to be birthed to your next state. Because you are in a birthing process. And it's just like the baby cries, you're crying through the cycles of birthing. You listen to the baby crying, that's you. You say, I don't want to be birthed. Too bad. That's why you're here. That's why it cycles. That's why it's cyclic. 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 The cycles of time. I don't want to be birthed to my new state. Why not? You're not a baby anymore. You know the next state is the best state. The baby's crying because it doesn't understand where it's moving towards. It's got growth pains, hunger pains. The baby's just ignorant. You know, you are, if you didn't know, you know now. The reason you're going through the growing pains to push you to the next level is because it's a birthing process. But I don't want to grow. Yeah, you do. You just don't know that you do. You should welcome the pain and the stretching. The stretching you to the next level. You should welcome it. Because you can look at a baby who came out of the womb and you can see it growing, you should welcome that, you know? When it comes to the natural, like marriage is kind of like a funeral. You have to die. Birthing is like a funeral. You died, you come into this place. You died from the other realm and came into this realm. And then when you leave this realm, you have to die. You have to die to your own understanding to grow spiritually. When you put a mold, when you put some molten metal into a mold, it has to be die-casted. Die-cast. You're putting stuff in a die, in a mold. When you take a piece of cloth, you're dyeing it. It has to be changed colors. You have to dye it. You put something in a mold, die-cast. You have to die. You have to go through the dying process over and over and over. Somebody told me yesterday, she says, "Look at me, I'm just a shell." I didn't know how to answer that. I thought, if I see her again, I'll say, well, the good thing about being a shell, you crack it open and the little chicken comes out, you know. That's the beginning. That's the beginning, I guess. She's pretty much saying she's depressed. It's sad. I mean, it is sad. She does look like she's just a shell of a person. Oh, it's really sad. She don't even know she's her own worst enemy. She says, "Look at me, I'm just a shell of a person. I'm just a shell. I'm withering away." It's like, if you know it, do something about it. If you know it, do something about it. But they don't have the faith. They don't believe they can do anything about it. That's the sad part. And if you keep doing the same stupid stuff over and over, you're going to start to think that way. But if you start doing something positive, healthy, why aren't you doing healthy stuff? You know, I ought to ask her. I said, if you feel that, why are you smoking? If you feel that way, you're just a shell of a person, why do you keep smoking? Start doing healthy stuff. Do one thing healthy this week. And next week, do something else healthy. And repeat the process. Birth to the next level. Don't cry about it. Birth to the next level.